Grandma's Garden. It was April, and Mona's parents were talking about the big sale the church was planning in July. They were raising money for the teens and training center they were building. It was for inner city teenagers who had not been able to finish high school. The training center would give them the chance to learn skills so they could find good jobs. People from the church would teach them things like how to build houses, fix cars, groom pets, or become good cooks. Everyone wanted to help. "I want to help too," said Mona. "Of course," said Dad. "We'll go through your toys and pick out some nice things." But that didn't seem like enough to Mona. She wanted to do something more. A few days later, Mona decided to go visit her grandma, who lived down the street. "Hi, Grandma," shouted Mona. "What are you doing?"
"Hi, Mona. I'm getting my garden ready for planting. Want to help?"
Mona grabbed a small rake to help smooth out the dirt.
"What are you planting this year?" she asked.
"Beans, carrots, tomatoes, squash, lettuce, broccoli, and lots more."
"How can you eat so much?" Mona asked.
"Oh, my. I could never eat everything," Grandma laughed.
"I only keep what I need for now and enough to get me through the winter. Then, once a week, I deliver boxes of food to the homeless shelter in the city until fall, when all the vegetables are gone. The people who work in the kitchen use some of the fresh produce right away, but they also save some for winter by freezing it. That way, when winter comes, the homeless can still have healthy food. God tells us many times in the Bible that we are to help the poor and needy, and this is how I do my part."
"Oh, so that's why you have such a big garden." As Mona raked the dirt out, she became quiet for a while. She was thinking,
"Grandma, can we make a garden for me? I have an idea."